Hello and welcome to the Elliot Stockdale interviews. Today I'm joined by Molly Neumeister, a cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys. The NFL team are one of the biggest brands in world sport, and today we discuss a day in the life of a cheerer, the expectations and challenges that come with the role, and much, much more. A quick disclaimer to apologise about the audio on this episode. Due to the fact that Molly lives in the USA and I live in the UK, it made things a little more challenging. However, I feel it doesn't take away from her story too much. Remember to subscribe on YouTube and follow on Spotify for more content coming soon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we've got a bit of a different guest. We've got the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, Molly Neumeister. Welcome on the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, I don't really think there's any shame in saying this, but I'm not too clued up on cheerleading. That's not exactly my area of specialty. So I was just wondering, just to start off, if you could just introduce yourself, what you do, and how you got into it.
Yeah, of course. So I'm Molly Neumeister, and I live currently in Texas, or Dallas, Texas area. And I am a professional cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys. I actually just finished up my third and final season. So I'm now officially an alumni cheerleader, but I'm originally from California. And so I grew up dancing all my life through dance studios and competitive dance, as well as throughout college. But college is when I finally got to experience dance in a different light, in a more cheer dance way, with holding palms and cheering on a football team. So that's kind of what sparked my interest for that kind of changing dance to that cheer palmy style. And then I grew up a 49er fan, living in San Francisco and being from the Bay Area, but just always grew up really looking at the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders as being kind of the pinnacle, and just the team that if I were to ever go for being a professional cheerleader, it would be for the Cowboys. And so I, after college, I just finally got up the courage and tried out. And so now that's where I've been for 3 years, getting to cheer on the Cowboys. And so it's been a blast, and can't believe it's already been 3 years.
So how did you actually start with the Cowboys? From what I can understand, because obviously I'm not really a big American football fan, but they are one of the biggest teams, not just in American football, but in world sport. They are just one of the biggest brands, one of the biggest teams. So how did you get yourself there? How did you try out?
Yeah, so I was actually living in San Francisco teaching first grade at the time, and it's basically the tryout for the cheerleaders there's four rounds to tryouts, and then you go into something called training camp, which is like the 3 month extension of the tryout. That's like the last point. So I just flew out. I knew it was two weekends in a row, the first two rounds, the first weekend, and then the next weekend was the following two rounds. And so my mom just picked me up from work, and we flew out to Texas together. And I honestly, I never thought I was going to make the team. I just kind of had the mindset of wanting to go for it, because I would always, wonder, what if I didn't end up going for it. And so I was back in I came back after the first weekend and, making it to finals and finished teaching that week, to my first graders. And then I flew back out to Texas, and then the following two rounds were that weekend, and then I made it to training camp. So I had 3 weeks to go back to California and pack up all my things, and then drive out here to Texas. So it happens all really quick, but I think just idolizing the Cowboys and their sports organization, like you said, and then just finally going for it. And so yeah.
How difficult was the process then to try and actually become one of the Cowboys cheerleaders? How many people try out? And as you said, you weren't really expecting too much. So how surprised were you when you did get selected?
Yeah, so the tryout process itself is probably the most thorough, interview, tryout, audition process ever, because just how lengthy it is, but also all the different stages of it. So the first round is the preliminary round, and about, I would say it could be, it really ranges on the year, but it could be anywhere from 600 to in the thousands of girls trying out for that first day. And so that's just all the new girls, the girls that are currently on the team. You do have to try out every year, but you kind of, as a veteran cheerleader, you just go straight to the final round. So that first round is just all new girls, and the first day is you introduce yourself, and then you dance to the songs that they play for the judges. You It's supposed to be a freestyle of a minute, but usually everybody prepares something beforehand. And then if you make it to the next day is semifinals, and that's when it gets a little bit more rigorous, where we take a written test, and so the test can be anything from 50 questions to, I've seen it be over 100. And so that was that final or that semifinals round, and then as well as learning the dance and a kick line on the field, and then going up and performing it for the judges. So that's just the first weekend. And so after that, if you make it to finals, you come back the following weekend, and that's when you see the girls that are on the team. So that's when it gets a little bit more or even more intimidating, I guess you could say. But that weekend of finals includes an interview, an in-person panel with a panel of judges, an interview, and then as well as bringing a solo that you can kind of create whatever you want, a choreography, you choreograph a piece, and it can be from tap dancing to ballet to just something that's totally not DCC style, but it kind of lets you share your best, style of dance with them, or what makes you unique. And then as well as doing the dance and kick line down on the field with the veterans. So, how it ends is they're watching you on the 60-yard video up in the stands, just to see, it's such a huge stadium. They want to be able to see how you present yourself. And so then from there, it's you make it to training camp, and if you are a training camp candidate, it's basically a 3-month process throughout the summer with the veterans, learning dances and just, I guess, preparing for the season. And so they make about 10 cuts throughout that. So finally, and then it gets to August, and that's when you finally hear if you made it or not. So it's definitely the most thorough tryout process of, I've ever been through, but it definitely makes you earn it, and they want to, they're are the, in my opinion, I think a lot of people's, I don't want to be biased, but one of, the best cheerleading teams in the world. So they need to do that to be able to get, some great girls and great ambassadors. So.
I'm absolutely baffled and just amazed at how long the process actually is. Like, that's 3, 4 months of someone's life, and I can't imagine what it'd be like if you got to the end and then you didn't
Yeah.
get through. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
But
And there's,
so.
I was, sorry, based on what you just said, and how you get to the end and you don't get through and you make it all that way. There was one thing that the director and the choreographer really, they really love is when girls come back and they try year after year and they improve. So there are a few girls on the team now that made it through training camp almost to the end, multiple years in a row, and then they still came back after that and they ended up making it. So, oh, you could talk to them and they would definitely give you how
Wow.
that felt.
So as you say, you've been on the team now for 3 years. This is going into your final year. So what's sort of a match day like then? What do you do on a match day? How do you prepare?
Yeah, so we have, and it's so funny, match day, we call it game day here. So, yeah, on match day or game day, we all meet at, it's called the Star. It's where it's the headquarters where the football players practice, and it's just basically the place away from the stadium where everything happens. So we meet there as a team and bus to the stadium together. It's about a 45 to an hour minute drive. And then once we arrive at the stadium, we're there about, I want to say, at least 6 hours before game time. So when we get there, we just get settled in the locker room, and then we get to go out to the field and have an hour just practicing and getting our dances that we're going to perform that game ready, and just kind of like a dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And then after practice, we'll come back in the locker room and we'll just spend some time eating and just preparing for the game. We have some different like game day traditions, like giving gifts to people in our group and things like that. You're just with each other pretty much all day long on game day. And then we have some performances before the actual game starts. And what else? There's just a few pregame appearances or videos. And then once game starts, we are out there on the field throughout the whole game. We are split up into four groups. So that way we can dance in each of the corners of the stadium for every quarter. So we just switch off. And then, we're out there on the stadium or on the field for the whole game, on the sidelines cheering during the game. But we'll go out onto the actual field at the end of every quarter to just do a quick dance, as well as our pregame dances before the game starts. We get halftime. We run into the locker room at halftime and get like 5 minutes to quickly, get a sip of water, kind of fluff ourselves up a little bit to go back out. But and then we'll have post game. We'll come back into the locker room and our coaches will give us some feedback about the game, how we did. And then we'll do just a tradition. We have something called Abby Bear, and it's just a way to pass something along to your teammates that did something nice for you. And then we all bus back. So it's a long day, but we always have the next day after a game off.
So I'm guessing now it's probably not too bad, but especially when you started, did you ever get quite nervous? Because from what I can tell, as I've said, the Dallas Cowboys, they're huge, and the stadium's huge, and the fans are going to be really loud, and the atmosphere is going to be huge. So do you ever get nervous when you're you're doing your cheers, you're doing your routines?
Oh yeah. I was nervous from the first game to my last game, my third year, just as nervous as before. Just because, like you said, it's such a huge stadium with over 100,000 people. And you just, no matter how prepared you are, you're just always nervous just to do your best and make sure, nothing out of the ordinary happens. And we always have our two directors on either side of the field watching as we're performing. And so that's always just as scary as having all the fans watch you, just since they're always, wanting you to keep up with being your best and always watching. So yes, the nerves are always there.
Yeah, I can imagine, to be honest. I get, nervous just meeting people, like, in a crowd of like 100, 200 people. I can't imagine what it'd be like in front of 100,000 people. It's just absolutely crazy. So in the 3 years then that you've been cheering for them, what have been the biggest highlights for you, the biggest, the best moments that you've had?
Yeah, so that's such a hard question, just because there's been so many great things. I think the highlights for me, if I had to just pick something, would be the appearances. So I love game day and performing, and it's hard to say that because I'm like, oh, I do love game day and everything like that. But I just think what stood out for me is the stuff outside of game day and that kind of thing with, we volunteer, do appearances at various, veterans hospitals or reading to, kids during Dr. Seuss's birthday. Just those have definitely been the highlights for me. Just the getting to interact with fans or interact with, Cowboys, Cowboys fans all over, and just getting to see how act in a lot of different ways. So I think that's been just as a general highlight for me. But if I had to choose like a performance highlight, it would definitely be this past year we performed with Queen at their concert here in Dallas. And so that was definitely a highlight, just because that was unreal.
Yeah. How does that differ then, performing with Queen compared to performing with the Cowboys?
Yeah, or so we performed as the Cowboys in our uniforms and everything, just with Queen, but that was different since we were on a stage and, wearing boots, I guess, on a stage versus on a football field feels different, but, Yeah, so we still do, although we are mainly, we cheer at the Cowboys game. We have different shows or different, like we had a Christmas show for during the months of November, December. So there's different performances that are apart from the actual game day or match day.
So you've mentioned, you've had some quite high moments. Pretty much every week will be, just amazing for you to experience. But have you suffered any low points during your time? Have you suffered any, quite difficult moments that you've had to try and get yourself through?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think, and I know we haven't really touched on it, but there's a TV show for the tryout process for this called BCC Making the Team. And when I first tried out, it was already into the season 12, I think it was. And so I think just having that spotlight on you, and there's so much great that comes with that, but on the opposite side, there's always going to be, the just the different, perspectives of people that don't have maybe something nice to say, or just in that respect. But so I think that's just one probably tough part that comes with it, what comes with the job. But you have 36 plus other women that are also on the team doing the same thing and feeling the same way. So you just have each other to lean on. But you just have to remind yourself not to take what other people say that don't know you, but are just watching from a TV show, what they say about you actually affect you. So I think that's just probably the thing that, would be the low point.
Tell us about this TV show then. You said I've not really brought it up too much because because I'm a little bit too confused, really. As you say, when you first tried out, it was 12 seasons in, and personally, over in the UK, we don't have anything like that that really goes behind the scenes of any sort of things like that. So tell us, one, what it's really about, and two, how you were on it.
Yeah, so it's, and we honestly here in America, we have some shows that last this long, but this is definitely one that has gone to be really, really popular, and so that's why it's gone on for so long. So yeah, that was kind of exciting for our director because they didn't expect it to be this popular. But it basically just follows along each season with the tryout process. So from day one of that preliminary round. All the way up until your very first game. So it allows people watching through the show to see who makes the team, their process to making it, and then actually, ending with that final first game. And so yeah, if you're trying out, you're basically agreeing to be on the show just because, you kind of know what you're getting into since going on for so many years. So I watched it too when I was back in college, which definitely helped me with wanting to just go for it. But yeah, I was on it all 3 years since it's still going actually now. But they definitely season 12 is when they highlight just the rookies, my rookie year, my first year. So then once after that, you're still on the show, but you're just a little bit more in the background since they're highlighting, who are the girls that are going to be the new girls.
How have you dealt then with that sort of newfound fame coming from, as you say, you were a highlight on the, your first series, and then coming from that, you've obviously got your own fan base now. So how have you dealt with that?
Yeah, so I think that was kind of a little bit what I was alluding to with that like low point was just being on, a show or in the spotlight like that. It comes with people that love you, and it's going to come with, people that say things that maybe they don't like or that they saw from the show or just their, opinions. And so, yeah, I think there are like blogs, for example, out there where people are talking about it. I haven't really gotten anything, like personally sent to me or things like that, thankfully. But if you go looking for it, that's where you'll find the stuff that maybe you don't want to read. So I think that's how you deal with it, is talking to, the other girls on the team that also are dealing with it, but also just not telling yourself not to look for it, because for the most part, people are wonderful, so they haven't been reaching out, to say not nice things. But yeah, they have a right to just talk about the show and their opinions, but I think on our end, it's just probably best not to look for it.
So, you can use this thing that you've got, your status as a cheerleader, to help really other women get into cheerleading and get into other sports. So, do you sort of see yourself as a role model in a way?
Yeah, I think definitely. Just because that's something that Judy and Kelly, our director and choreographer, our coaches, but that they look for in the girls they choose for the team are people that are going to be ambassadors. And we have things like kids camps and things, where we're out in the community working with various people. And so they want, girls that are going to be ambassadors and want to be role models and want to be good people. And so it's cool because our team is also very different and diverse, and where some people have this talent, some people look this way. It's nice because they want to be able to have someone that every girl can relate to in one way or another. So where I might be a role model for some girls, to other girls it might be my teammate over here that can relate to them in a different way. So yeah, I think that's definitely something important to me, and it's important to the DCC. So that's been nice to get to have that role, being a part of the team.
Is it something that you're going to be wanting to do a bit more, following on from the from following on from the Cowboys? You said earlier that you're doing it for 3 years now. So, what's next in your career? Will you try and continue to cheer? I'm not too sure how it works.
Yeah, so there's no limit on how many years you can try out, but you do they you have to try out every single year going to that finals round, and they definitely if it's your time to go, they'll cut you. I hate to say it so brutally, but yeah, they've cut veterans in the past, and so I think there's no age limit either. But just for me personally, I came in, I went to college undergrad, and then I actually took off from dancing for a little bit to go to graduate school, and then teach first grade for a year or two. And so I came in a little bit older and a little bit more with the mindset that I was gonna, if I made it, I was only gonna probably do it for a couple years. And then I just ended up tacking on another third year because I didn't want to say bye. But yeah, I think for me that was my third and final year. I think you just get to a point where you felt really fulfilled and you want someone else to have a chance. And I do miss teaching and working with kids in the academic realm. So I definitely want to get back to that somehow. But I'll definitely miss cheerleading for sure. And honestly, maybe somewhere in my future, coaching or doing something in that sort of sense.
What do you think you'd miss most about it then? Obviously, you say you'll miss just cheerleading, but if you could pinpoint one thing that you'd miss the most about it, what would it be?
Oh, without a doubt, just all being around all the girls and the staff all the time. You just get, and they say it, or Kelly says it on the first day of tryouts, our coach. She'll say it to everybody in the stands that look around, if you make this team, these girls in the room that make it with you will be your bridesmaids. Like, it just happens just because you're with each other throughout that training camp because they're filming the show. So hours on end and practice, we practice every single day of the week. In the evening. So you're just with each other so much that you get, become so close. And so that without a doubt will be the thing I miss the most, is being together all the time and locker room hangout and all that stuff. So.
Well, I think that's pretty much about it, really. We've gone through, your career so far. You've gone through how you started off and what you're looking to do in the future. So I think for myself, that's going to be it for the podcast. So just massive thank you for coming on. Really do appreciate you taking out the time, especially with the time differences between the UK and the USA. And I know it's taken us a while to get this, but I'm really glad that we've finally got it done. So I say thank you very, very much for coming on.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me. This has been awesome. And yeah, I just really appreciate you being interested and allowing me to share my journey with you guys. So